This is a Pinball News production.
First of all, I don't have to say that it's a great honor to be here speaking to such an audience of pinball fans. It was a great dream to come to the Expo in the first place for me last year. And I came here by myself, and I took, of course, tons of pictures and videos, and I told everybody back home that you guys got to see this thing. I mean, we like pinball, but we don't really have idea what pinball is until we actually go to the Pinball Expo and meet all the legends, all the people, and all the fans behind the scenes. And I was able to get all these crazy guys here, and we're finally here. So I'm going to ask you guys a few minutes. And we have some candies from Brazil. They're very nice, and you guys don't have it here. So help yourself while we set up everything here, okay? Thanks. Okay, you guys are going to see some pictures that are going to be passed along, and we also have some goods for you, okay? Let's go ahead and start. Yuri's going to help me. And I'm going to talk a little bit about the history of pinball in Brazil. We actually had the first machines arrive there in the late 30s when they first opened the hotel casinos. And jukeboxes are also brought in the 50s. Why is that important? Because that was when people actually got to know the fun that electronics are. Moving along, 1972, Tidal was first created, and they opened a company where their main deal was to import U.S. parts and assemble machines. A big milestone was 1975, when pinball was made very popular through the movie. And an even bigger milestone was in 1976, when the government, intending to protect Brazilian market, they just forbid all imports of electronics. And what happened next was that Tidal saw itself forced to actually create their own machines, to build machines from scratch. And finally, in 1977, Tidal opened their first factory and started building their own machines.
One thing that is very interesting is when we say that Tidal start to do their own machines and they come from Japan to do that, they are not doing their own machines. They are bringing some technology. So one thing that we did in Brazil, we bought some machines from US, bring to Brazil, see how the technology works, and then that will be the big surprise that we are going to show you guys, because we have just one brand in Brazil, but we had Stern, Williams, Bally, and etc. Only one brand and only one engineer making. So the same boards, the same sounds, and some different skills or rules on the game. So that will be the big surprise that we are going to see how we have the pleasure to know the American machines, but we have our Brazilian machines as well.
So you cannot say that we had the Brazilian machines, but they had the American soul on it. Moving along, 1980 to 1984, those were the golden years of pinball. Not only Tidal, but several other smaller companies were also trying to go on a huge flow of money that was coming in. And unfortunately, 1975, they just decided to shut down. And interesting thing there was that Tidal was never facing any financial hardship. They were never owning money to anybody. They just decided that the money was no longer attractive, and they just shut it down in 1985. 1990 was a huge milestone as well. That's when we finally started getting the U.S. machines back. And all the important machines that we have now range from medieval madness to all the Pinball 2000 ones, they were able to be there to a law that was passed in 1990, allowing U.S. machines to finally go back into the country. 1999, that's also important. That's when Pinball Club of São Paulo finally opened its doors. What happened after 1985 was that you had several collectors that they basically had nowhere to put their machines. They had no nobody to do the maintenance, nowhere to go for parts, and basically nobody to talk to regarding their hobby. And our pinball club came to help all the collectors. And something else very interesting, that in U.S. it's very common to have machines at home. Back in Brazil, people don't normally live in large places. So you live in a small apartment and you don't have any place to put machines. So a pinball club was finally the right place to collectors put all their stuff. 2004, Rio Pinball was created. That was the second club. And finally, in 2005, we had our first edition of Pinball Brazilian Championship. Why was it important? Because we get attention from media. And when you have attention from the media, you have new people coming into the hobby. That's very important.
And last year, we got on the top 100 players in the world, 11 Brazilian guys. So that's a big achievement that we got. Last year, myself and another guy came to Las Vegas to play on Tim Arnold's on the World Championship. We didn't go very well, but well, it was not first time, and it was great. And the clubs that we opened, now we have another one in Boituva, next to São Paulo. And we have plans to have two more clubs. Each club have more than 100 machines inside. And we are not only collectors, we are saving the machines. Because I see the told you, our warehouses are not so big. So the guys just set the machines on fire. That's it. I think you know a lot of stories about that in U.S. and other countries. But what we're trying to do is saving our machines in Brazil. Well, there is some facts that are very interesting. Taito is the biggest manufacturer machine. We don't have the real numbers, but we know that at least one machine have 28,000 units made in Brazil. One single Taito. The name is Cosmic. In U.S., you know as Eastern Galaxy. So we have 28,000 units made, but we don't have these numbers to give it to you guys, because when Taito shut down, we lost all the documentation. All the production of they have, they don't do only pinball machines, they did also some electronic machines, so they bring to Brazil Space Invaders and other different machines. On the 80s, everybody wants to play, they need to go to a tight place, name Playtime, and they need to play their own machines. They don't use to sell machines because it used to be more expensive than a car. So if you want to bring a machine to your home, you need to pay like a brand new car. And in Brazil, the car is very expensive. It's three times the price as here. Another thing that Sid said, Taito never closed the doors because of money. They were winning money. They just want to close, and that's it.
I just think it's very interesting that you guys note how much money was being made during that time. Single machine would pay itself in mere 4 days of operation. So operator would buy a machine, pay it off, and have the money back in 40 days. So that was how much pinball people were actually playing during the early 80s. And very sad thing, Taito was never a very, how can I say that? It was more of an obscure company, so people never got to really understand what was happening there. When they closed, they had a huge inventory, and they tried to sell it, and what was not sold was just burnt in a farm outside São Paulo. So can you guys imagine a huge fire with 1,500 machines, some of them new ones? That's just sad.
One thing that is good to know also, in Brazil, we play 5 balls on each game. When we bring Black Knight to Brazil, as the name Cavaleiro Negro, with different colors and different name and different rules, we try to put 3 balls, and nobody wants to play the machine. Now, we did some modifications, and we got the Black Knight, the Brazilian Black Knight with five balls. But this one thing that was very interesting because Taito almost shut down the operation in Brazil when they tried to put the free balls on all machines. Nobody wants to play on free balls.
That's true.
So as I told you guys, the technology that we bring in Brazil, and we did every single step, every single bit, we need to use our engineers to do that. But we need to have some information from you guys. So one thing that was really cool to do, we just put on our speech program Brazilian words. So the machine is speaking Portuguese, but with a really, really strong American accent. So it's very good to see that.
Eu sou o cavaleiro negro. A procura de desafio.
That's the Black Knight calling for a challenge.
Okay, você está tão nervoso.
So as you can see, those are actually Portuguese words, but speak on English syllables. So it was very funny by the time, and it was awesome, I gotta tell you.
Portuguese is difficult to understand. You need to understand.
I would go to school in the morning, meet my buddies, and hey, good morning, how are you doing today? So that was very funny. Something else about Taito was that nobody never really understood how things were done, how they came up with some of the ideas. So here you have a backlash for a machine called Vortex, and they just copied the whole image from an artist called Boris Vallejo. And if you ask us where the other's idea came from, we just have no idea. There's no recollection at all from the 80s, which again is very sad. And something very interesting also is that some of the Taito machines were identical clones from the US. As you can see in the next pictures, machines as Shark were identical to Flash. Some other machines, they just used the same playfield design and they added their art. So as you can see, Shark from Taito on the left side is just about the same than the Flash one. Because they could not import anything from the US anymore, they have to copy and kind of be creative in certain ways. I was heard that I was going to speak for a very knowledgeable audience today, and we sort of have a game for you guys. Some of the machines, like I said, they use the same design, but they have a completely different art. And I'm going to put a few pictures here, and whoever gets the right American machine, you guys are going to get a nice shirt from us. Now, some of the machines were very, very badly designed, and I have to be honest, I think that's the worst machine I have ever seen. And it had no sales at all, and people are very Catholic back home, and pinball was never a thing where you'd like your child to be, right? Your children. And when they came out with this horrible thing, it's got evil all over it. It really did not sell very well. Now, that is also a clone of a very nice US machine and very hard to guess. Defender. Great. And on the other hand, we also had some very nice machines done. And to my opinion, that is the most beautiful machine that was ever made by Taito. Unfortunately, there was also very low production. So there's only one known working machine around. It's Gork. And it's also, even though I don't have the picture there, it's also a clone of a US machine from the 70s. That's funny. It's an 80s machine, but it was copied from a 70s machine. Any idea? Skyjump, right on, exactly. Okay, as I said, Taito was a weird company. They had no design department. They had no, I could not say that they were a serious company. And that was actually the only machine that was not copied from the US. Don't ask me why. Nobody has any idea why somebody just decided to come up with a machine that was not copied from the US. And the best guess that we have is that it sounds like a joke, but that's what we heard, that a director was very fond of diving. And he wanted to give one to his son, and he just decided to came up with a original design. It's a very nice machine to play, actually. It's a Shark. It's his machine, actually, yeah.
I love it.
So here you see the whole list of machines that were made from Taito. On the left side, you see the solid-state machines, I'd say. Some of those were very high-selling. Black Knight, Korgar, Firepower. Some of the early machines from Taito had such a low production that unfortunately we don't have it anymore. So all that is left are some glasses, some nice glasses, I would say. Besides Taito, which was the main 80s manufacturer, there were some very small companies also that decided to jump into the business because of the money that was flowing. So there you see Hovamachi, which is open until nowadays, and they don't make pinballs anymore. Funny enough, I was talking to the VP for this company last year, and he was telling that he still has all the machinery that they used to make pinballs. And I was like, dude, that's unbelievable. Why don't you guys go back in business now? And he told them that according to their figures, they need to sell 200 machines a month just to break even. So we don't have that kind of market. So he just... it's not going to go back. We also had Divarama, Jota Stable, and LTD.
So that's the one funny thing, because, for example, our Xenon we have in Brazil for Taito, it's Zarza, with different rules and different sounds, but the same playfield and the same art. LTD, they did Xenon, different sounds and different rules again. So three machines, you see the same art and completely different rules and sounds.
Here you're going to see some of the funny machines. Star Battle from Divarama, and in the bottom you see Heavy Metal. Now, as Yuri is saying, this is another blackout. So not only Taito was copying U.S. machines, but smaller companies were copying Taito. Here you have a few more. Cherokee from Rovamat, and Jotun Sable from Kingdom. That Kingdom is also funny because it's original design. So again, here's a very, very, very small company that nobody has any idea who came up with this design. And to be honest, I had one, and it's a very nice game. Conan from Hovamat. And
copyrights, no licenses. Never ask.
Well, no, that's something interesting that the only machine that had anything mentioned as far as licensing was Meteor. It said that it was licensed from Stern. Now, there was a very big taboo during that time. Nobody really knows if they paid anything at all. My guess is that no. They just copy out of the blue. And that's it. Here's a company that I think it's worth mentioning. Even though they were kind of small company, they came up with some very interesting things. And just to see how they were anxious to jump on the money train, LTD came up with a 24 machines in a year and a half span, which is it's basically impossible, right? So and their machines, even though it was not very reliable, they were very nice, beautiful. As you can see, again, Space Poker. Can anyone guess that one? There you go, Alien Poker. Pac-Man with an E instead of an A. That's different, huh? Haunted Hotel. There's a joke around that if you bought a LTD, you had also to have a technician coming with it, because that was the only way that you could play. As you can see, the art, it's how can you say that? It's sort of lazy, sleazy, ugly. Alien Warrior, can you see that back glass? It's very original, huh? Freak Shooter, King Kong, Carnival in Rio, Viking King and Colombia. That slide that I think is very interesting, that gives us a picture how pinball is nowadays in Brazil. We have two major clubs in São Paulo and Rio, and we have two more popping up. Pinball hobby is growing very fast. Everybody wants to buy a machine nowadays. Then, of course, it's getting expensive, very, very expensive, where you could actually buy a title for $100 a few years back. Now you got to expend several thousand. Very few technicians. We have maybe two in São Paulo, and I know about two more in Rio. And that's not enough to have like four technicians for the whole country. Two major restores, lead time to have a machine restored, if you're lucky, it's over a year. If not, 3-4 years. Because we have so many people buying machines, now we have people that are going to the business only for the money, which is good because you have professional help, I would say, but it's bad because they only think about money. Titles are getting very hard to find. We suffer getting parts because we don't find any in Brazil, so we have to buy them from major US online stores. And so you guys can think how happy we are about being here, right? Last tab that we had, we're buying like 8,000 LEDs. So we're very happy to be here. Custom fees, every time that you buy anything from the US, you have to pay anywhere from 60 to 100% overcharge fees. Yeah, so it's very expensive. LEDs are the hottest thing everybody's buying to their machines right now. As far as reference, Medieval Matins is worth about $4,000. Black Knight, Brazilian title, is about $7,000. And machines, I can say that they touch our hearts. The first time that I heard Oba Oba, which is a Playboy, I almost cried because I used to play with my father. So it's a very good time for us. It was a very happy time for us. Complete PF restoration, it costs $300. I guess that's cheap for US standards, right? There's only one guy who does that. Very, very expensive and hard to import a new stern. You guys can actually see the only one who has one. It costs over $11,000. Very expensive. And a new cabinet art, you can buy it $250. Also, I guess that's cheap for US standards, right? Two major clubs in Brazil, São Paulo Pinball Club, we have about 90 pinballs. The guys were actually saying that we have more. I don't count the ones that we are fixing and restoring.
You need to have at least one machine to bring to the club. Don't need to be a brand new one or a different one that we have. You need to pay a monthly fee, but there is no way to have profits. We just want to have our house and our place to have fun. We have a video over here that we are going to see now, and it counts the story a little bit. But you can see a lot of videos, thousands of videos on YouTube. Just put Pinball Club. They put over there also Rio or Pinball Club São Paulo. And there is a lot of videos that you can see our club there.
Okay, and you rent the building?
We rent the building. We pay the light and we share all. Yeah. We share everything.
And we meet every Tuesday and Saturday, and these are our happy days. We barbecue, we watch soccer. Yeah. Exactly. And now, you guys are going to see a movie from Pinball Club in São Paulo. Any questions? I know that we are like... Yes.
Designers of some of those machines you mentioned, like Xenon, is very connected. You should probably be here. Black Steve Ritchie will probably be here. And your version of Sharpshooter, that's Roger Sharp, will probably be here. So you guys should talk to
you guys. We definitely will. That's again, these machines were part of our lives, and it's just fantastic to meet the guys who did all the work behind the scenes. It's amazing. Yes, sir. Yes. That was from the U.S. And it's spelled with an S instead of a C. That's something else. They did some very ugly typing errors. So you see some English words. It's just funny, man. Yeah. Anybody else? Well, that's a very tough subject in our club, yeah. I would say that after pinball, we fight the most about soccer. Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
Hi, everybody. My name is Yuri. This is Pinball Club São Paulo. So this is a lot of new information that we have because all of these are used to made in Brazil. And I wanted to invite you guys to know our club here.
This is the São Paulo club.
Over here you can check some of the people who are the partners of this club here in Brazil. We don't use coins on our machines. We use tokens. So there's a lot of tokens that we used to have here. So the best thing that we have here is our Brazilian machines.
This sound is 80 ball.
So one thing Brazilian that you can check. You have machines that you don't see in the USA because this is brand new and different. This machine has 30 years old. And some machines that you can understand which machine is here in USA, but as you can see in Brazil, we give a different name. We are going to explain on our presentation later, but let's only see the machines now. Well, this is our Brazilian machine, Cavaleiro Negro. You know, with another name in US. And the funny thing is that machine speaks by Brazilian Portuguese, so. Show me that you are not coward and attack myself.
Obrigado.
Thank you. Black Knight attacks. So this defense is armed. So the funny thing is that machine talk with you in Portuguese but with an American accent, so this is very cool. And we have another machine here that you may know. This one you know very well. And this one is the playfield. You know which one it is if you pay attention, but all the art is completely different. And the musics are different as well. Is another one with a different art. This beautiful girl, and you have very different in US. Another thing comes with this one. This one talks with you. Thank you. Have fun. And you start to play, and a lot of
this one is fun.
Machines talk to you a lot as well. Another one with a different art. And one thing that is fun, Tato Brazil and Playtime. This is the stores that Tato used to have in Brazil. Another machine with the same art that you see in the USA on the stairs, but different name. This one talks to you as well. And it's completely different, the art, as you see in the US. Machines as well. And one thing that is interesting, we have the spacewalk. In Brazil, we have EM machines only because it is an exportation machine, but in the United States, you have the SS version, so this is very cool. We have another example here, Charles Angel. the same thing. This one is EM and US is SS. So this is very interesting to see because you have the display working as electromechanic. This one's very cool also. What's the name in US? So you have
the playfield. This is under restoration now.
On this side you have the American machine. So we have the Bally, Williams, Stern. So we have all the machines that we used to have. As the same way we have the Brazilian machines, you have the machines from USA. Here on the club, so each one have some contribution using the machines. So each one have one or more machines here. And this is our brand new partner here. He loves to play.
All of these are Taito machines as well, all the electronic devices that we have there.
Some hard things here. And this is our maintenance area.
This is the maintenance area. And now we are going to stop the video. And I would like to ask all the Brazilian guys to come here because without them, we're not going to have this club in Rio and São Paulo. And it's very emotional to us to show you that we have machines in Brazil working and with a different skill. So we invite you guys, when you want to go to Brazil, visit us. Just send an email. Mike for Classic Playfield Restoration, they visited us 3 or 4 times already. He's crazy. Tim Arnold are talking to us all the time. I don't have time to leave Las Vegas, but once I have, I'm going to Brazil to see your machine. So all of you guys are invited. I have my card here with the website that we have in Brazil. So it'd be a pleasure to send to you guys all the information if you want to know. Pessoal do Brasil, vem pra cá.
These are the guys that are also part of our club. They'd love to be here with us, but unfortunately they did not make it. So we're all here today. And a big thank you to all of you who made possible for us to live our dream, which was to come here and meet all the fantastic people that we're meeting today. Thank you again.
Thank you.